Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to One Up through the AI podcast channel. It has been a pretty damn long time since I last done one of these. I'm not even sure when the last one was. I mean, probably a good 4 or 5 months ago now. So this show, we're just going to talk FPS games, which is seems to be the big thing at Christmas time. So we'll jump in straight to it. I'll just introduce my guest for you. On Twitter, he's known as at SkipperDog106. I mean, if you follow in the account at 1up_AI, you've probably seen me talking to him many times. Also known as Derek, also known as Bushman, which I'm going to be calling him throughout the show. I mean, may have to explain that one towards the end, Derek. But, how are you doing?
Not bad at all, not too bad.
Good. Just to kind of get an introduction from you, I mean, what sort of games do you play and stuff?
Yeah, well, I mainly play first-person shooters, mainly the Battlefield franchise at the most. I kind of started off playing Halo 1, then moved on to Gears, and then I played Call of Duty up to about Black Ops 2. Then I played Battlefield 3, and since then I've been mainly hardcore Battlefield games at the moment. I'm rank 140, max rank on Battlefield 4. I'm almost rank 120 on Battlefield 1, and I'm currently rank 130 in Battlefield Hardline. Now I'm planning to max rank the 3 of them in the next few months, but I mainly play Battlefield games. The odd Dark Souls game, and then the odd like normal game, like Assassin's Creed maybe.
Yeah.
But my main love would be Battlefield. That's my main game.
Good stuff. I mean, just on before we really talk about COD, I mean COD are probably the big one of the winter period. I mean, Battlefield did something similar to what COD's doing now. I mean, obviously not World War II, it went back to World War I. I mean, did Battlefield 1 hold up? I mean, some people thought World War One didn't really work and preferred modern fighting.
It's Battlefield 1 with kind of like World War II weapons, if you know what I mean. It's not really, it's not all bulk action weapons. There's a mixture of all kind of weapons, you know. It's not exactly, you know, World War One trench warfare. It's basically Battlefield, you know, 1942 with all the weapons. If you can get that, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of all the weapons. Now, it is a lot different than Battlefield 4 in certain ways, you know.
Yeah.
But it is good when you get into it, you know. You know, it's not as bad as people say. Like, I used to play COD, but the COD became, like, that wild drum stuff came in. I kind of lost interest, but I didn't really get into it, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I found Halo a bit too much grenade spammy, you know, too much grenade jumping around, and then Gears of War, I just never really got into the multiplayer apart from playing hard, really, you know. I only really played the hard mode, and that's really it. So then I got kind of addicted to Battlefield 4, and since then I kind of never looked back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting one there is Hardline, because, I mean, that was kind of the black sheep of the Battlefield family, isn't it?
It's kind of hated, but, you know, when you get into it, it's hated because there's no tanks in it, basically.
Yeah.
But when you play it, it's not that bad. You know, it's not as a lot of people say, oh, you actually enjoy it. I only started playing playing last week since Visceral Games closed down. I kind of felt, you know, like, sure, I'll give it a run again, but I'm actually enjoying it now.
Mm.
I hope they'll max rank it, you know, again.
Yeah.
150 in it. Shouldn't be too long.
It was quite an interesting concept, I mean, cops and robbers and stuff like that. I mean, it's not, I can't remember the bloody game.
Yeah. That will happen again, I reckon.
Yeah. I mean,
it didn't do well, to be honest.
I remember playing the beta and it was fine, but you could see it would get a bit boring quickly. But I mean, if you like your Battlefield stuff, I mean, it's just a different version of it, I suppose. But we'll move on to the new stuff then. I mean, you said you didn't like, well, you kind of grew out of COD.
COD.
Or so years ago now.
Yeah, I did play the COD beta. Now, I did enjoy it, but I don't know. I think it's too fast-paced me. Maybe I'm not good enough at the moment, but I just lost interest in it. Now, I know the new one's going, so it builds back on the ground, but for me, after you play Battlefield, you can't compare it to them. That's the truth. You put 12 hours into Battlefield, you'll never look back. That's the honest thing. Caught him up a Twitch shooter.
Yeah.
A lot more tactics involved in Battlefield. I'd say it's twice as good, personally. If not, no, I won't be getting the new one. The Star Wars Battlefront, it's a bit of a strange one, because I played the first one, got the beta, didn't really enjoy it, got bored after about a few days, you know, so I played the beta on the new one, and to be honest, you know, it's kind of half worrying, because I believe the single player is only about, I think it's 5 to 7 hours long, which is not very long, really.
No.
That's not long at all, and with this loot crate kind of stuff going on, I think it's going down the wrong angle, to be honest, you know. And I have a funny feeling that the game is going to change big time over the next few years. Pay to win mode.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he is the biggest criminal in that regard, isn't it? I mean, we've seen it with pretty much every game they've done. I think probably Titanfall is the only one that's really escaped.
Because it doesn't sell well.
Yeah, I mean, well, the first one was an Xbox exclusive, and I think that had kind of, well, it was one of my favourite games of...
I played that as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite games of the new generation of consoles, but yeah, the second one just kind of didn't really capture the magic, but yeah, I mean, EA is kind of this pay-to-win loop, but crap. It's horrendous on multiplayer game.
And I believe Activision have actually tried to patent some new system where you're going to get paired up with a lad with a lower skill, with a higher skill than you, so you can buy his equipment. They tried to patent that last week. Activision did. So, it's only going to get worse, a funny feeling. Now, personally, I'd rather pay, what you call, the premium or the season pass and then have to pay to win.
Yeah.
I know it's a bit more at the start, but it suits me better if I'm going to spend, like, you know, hours on the game. But just pay every few hours, do me head in. I just won't play anymore, you know?
Yeah, so it works on stuff like FIFA and stuff like that, because obviously it's a sports game, and you play each other and stuff, but in first-person shooters and loot boxes and stuff, it's mainly just cosmetic bullshit, but it just kind of fast-tracks you to better stuff, and it just kind of, I don't get why you'd play a first-person shooter if you're not looking to progress through the progress system in the game. I mean, Battlefield 1's fucking huge. COD used to be good, and then it kind of got big and winded. But yeah, the pay-to-win stuff's really bad. But back on back to COD, this one's seemingly going back to... It seems to be going back to a COD 3 model rather than, I don't know, what we've seen, Modern Warfare 3 and onwards, where it got a bit more fast-paced, jumpy. But obviously with... Battlefield's kind of taken over the market, as you said, in big team... Or, like, huge map sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, do you think this is a big risk for I think it's Sledgehammer making this one.
Yeah, I'd be honest with you. I think they'd have to change the engine and all in the game. I think the game engine is... I think the whole system is years behind, personally, now. But it's not as bad as it was. But I think it's a bit... Like, after you play Battle for so long, maybe I'm just too much a fanboy now. I did play COD. I prestiged 10 Modern Warfare 2. Like, I used to love COD. I think it's a bit behind the times, you know?
It's a bit basic, isn't it, compared to other games? I mean, it's got a formula that's obviously done well, because COD is one of the biggest game franchises, but I think that's because it attracts casual gamers, which is the easiest way to make money. But yeah, I mean, I think, well, they're remastering old games to try and sell new games, which kind of speaks volumes.
That's it. Now, don't get me wrong, it's probably a very good game. I just don't think it suits the way I play, you know.
Mm.
But I did enjoy the beta, but I wouldn't be buying it. Now, that Fortnite's maybe pretty good. That's a free-to-play game for the moment.
Mm.
But I haven't really paid much of that. You know, I hope I made it for the stress levels of that kind of game, though.
we'll get on to Battle Royale game, and we'll go on Fortnite and Public Battlegrounds as well. But
looks good.
Yeah, just on the COD beta, obviously you said you played it a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
Did it feel any different? Did it just have the same pace but without the jumping?
Yeah, a bit like that, and they kind of have like a war zone. It's kind of like when you play Rush, but a cheap version of Rush for on say Battlefield.
Mm.
It's felt like a cheap version. Now, it looks good. Now the graphics look better, and it's probably more the same, a bit more with less jumping, wall jumping. If that's your game, you know, that fair play to you, know. But it's just not really my kind of game. But everyone's there, each their own, I suppose. You know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, COD probably suits me more, but COD's been crap for so many years.
They're not kind of like too much of a twitch shooter, you know, too quick bang, one shot and you're dead. All the guns feel the same. I don't know. Like,
I think it's got to that. I mean, I didn't like back when it was Modern Warfare 1, World at War, Modern Warfare 2, I used to hammer all the COD games, and then when it got to, I think it was Modern Warfare 3, I played the campaign and stuff like that, but then literally it got traded in a week after. And then I think Black Ops kind of started it. I mean, people love Black Ops 2 and stuff like that, but as a complete game, I think the COD Modern Warfare to Modern Warfare 2, they're the best three for me out of the COD franchise.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. We'll move on to Star Wars now. I mean, did you play the original? Not like the original, like one and two before. Did you play the new one from a year?
Battlefront 1.
Yeah, I
played the accident 10 hours on that. And to be honest, I knew then there wasn't much content in the game, but I still bought it.
Yeah,
and I would have played for about a couple of months, and then I never got the, what's called, the season pass with it. And because there was lack of content, it was just, you know, a few weeks later, I kind of got bored with it. Does that make sense? It was just, alright. Now, I did play the new version. Now, I actually enjoyed the new game. I thought it was pretty good. There's better gun mechanics, like the maps look, it actually looks better than Battlefield, the Star Wars games, for some reason. The environment looks better, the graphics are better. But, I just, when I heard all these loot boxes, you have to kind of get paid to win. You can't progress without these loot boxes. That kind of put me off. Now, I will get it now. Could do it in a new game, but I'm kind of half looking forward to it. But, you know, there's more content. It shouldn't be as bad as the last one. It could be any worse than the last one.
Yeah. But, the weird thing about the last one, I mean, it had its criticism that it was just Battlefield in a Star Wars skin, which doesn't actually sound that bad when you label it like that.
Yeah, this one's more like that. You get this one's a bit more like more class or different, you know what I mean? With this the one before, all the guns felt the same, just jump up in the air and shoot. But this one is different kind of classes, four different classes, and they're all different. You know, they're all own all them, abilities and all that. Yeah. So it should be a lot better. It should be more like Battlefield in the sky.
Mm.
You know. So hopefully it will be. But I believe these loot boxes are disgraceful, so I don't know how they're gonna go. You know.
Yeah, I hope it's just quite balanced, unlike, well, FIFA, for example, but I don't think it'll ever delve into that much chaos. But yeah, I agree, the loot boxes have put a dampener on it, but as long as skill can overcome a debit card or a credit card, I'd be alright with it.
Some of them, it's like you get 40% extra power on certain weapons, you know, so that's an awful lot.
Yeah. You know,
40% is an awful lot, you know, so. That's more the Star Cars, but listen, I'm looking forward to it, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully, it's a lot better than the first one.
Yeah. Are you looking for, obviously, as a film franchise, the prequels obviously get shit on quite a lot, but are you looking forward to playing as, or being in that environment and playing as the characters like Darth Maul, Yoda, whoever else?
I kind of like Star Wars, you know. As a kid, I used to love Star Wars, you know. I'm not. Like, what happened was, when I was playing the beta, and you build up the kind of like star points, whatever they're called, and towards the end, it's like, say, 5,000 points to get to become like that mall, but everyone waits around towards the end. You know what I mean? So you end up not using them. You're waiting at the spawn screen to be hit that mall. So I hope that's kind of addressed better in the force than it was before. So the force would pick them on the ground. But it looks, to be honest, it looks good. You know, and hopefully the new box are not too bad. And we go from there. You know?
Yeah. For anyone who hasn't played the beta, obviously the first one, as Derek said, it was pick up the original one. On this one, it's basically the better player. You earn these points, and then you got to spend these points in game to unlock your higher class. I mean, you get a droid's got a tank, clone's got a big walker thing that was basically immortal, and then you have to get 5,000 points, which is quite a lot. To get a Jedi or a Sith Lord. Or a Boba Fett. And obviously, on the first one, there was the game mode, Heroes vs. Villains, that's still in it. But yeah, I mean, as we've been saying, it's took more of a Battlefield thing, but it's expanded on it with the Star Wars universe, where it's got, your different class your upgraded units, like your Wookiees, your Walkers, your jetpack people. So it should be interesting. I mean, the beta was, it got a bit repetitive for me, but it was fun. I preferred the smaller game mode where it was more just like Team Deathmatch.
Yeah. Or Strike.
Capture the Flag kind of thing. Yeah, Strike. I think it was better suited. Where, as you said, the balancing thing with the Jedi, it was literally
everyone waited.
So it was literally one and you're gone. But yeah, it's a. I think it needs some balancing done. But did you play the space battles at all?
I did, yeah. I did. It was a lot different than the first one.
Mm.
The controls were a bit weird, to be honest with you now, but I got the hang of it after a while. It was a bit, you know, compared to the original, it was a lot different to us, but not too bad. Not like Battlefield, though. A bit more easier than Battlefield.
Oh, God, Battlefield. Battlefield's like impossible if you're not used to it.
Choppers, you mean? Oh, I know, yeah. Right. Years getting hanging out. They love learning.
And you've played it low, though. I don't forget.
Yeah, I wouldn't say years, yeah. I wouldn't call myself a pilot, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're easy on Battlefield 1 to point us out. That's bad.
Yeah, no worries.
That's easy. No, I'd say it'd be a good old game.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pre-order it soon. Helps going half to my mate because we game share on Xbox, but it's not too bad. Yeah, he's getting COD and I'm getting Battlefront, so it's not too bad.
It's not too bad, huh?
Yeah, and we'll move on to kind of it's not really a first person shooter.
Go on it.
But Fortnite, it's obviously took console gaming by storm as the first kind of battle royale game on console. You said before we started recording that you've only played a little bit, and obviously you're looking forward to Public Battlegrounds for Fortnite.
Yes.
I mean, is this kind of introduced a new genre for gaming?
It has, yeah. It's going to be like everyone's going to make their own version of it now. But I do love the concept of it, but I don't know if I'll be able to handle the kind of stress. Not like in a way. I don't know if I'll enjoy it that much.
Mm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You know, you come home, play a bit relaxed, but it looks on Twitch, it looks hardcore, that player, and it looks too, you know, like intense, you know, too much, maybe too much stress to relax. So I like doing kill a few things, relax, you know, not be overly, you know, over panicking, you know, looking away, but that game looks intense, you know, so it looks absolutely, you know, I would call it a very stressful game, but enjoyable game, you know. I have played Fortnite, got to the last 10, 12, and then I just got killed, so I wasn't really mad about the kind of making up building things in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't too crazy about that there, you know. And I really just said, I'll wait for player unknown, do that flat out instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've played quite a lot of Fortnite. I mean, it helps because it's free. But I already had the full game before that, so I was kind of used to the building stuff, and so that kind of helped.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it looks a great game. They're the same engine, isn't it, as the PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is, yeah. So, but I'm actually looking forward to that game, and I will be getting that, and I hope to get a few chicken dinners.
Yeah, that's the big point of the game. Just got to get your winners. Winner, chicken dinners. On Public Battlegrounds, I mean, obviously, you said you've watched it on Twitch and stuff like that. And
yeah.
That it does seem like a stressful game, but is that something that may turn away casual gamers?
Because it
is a difficult game, by the look.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it looks easier on the PC, it's easier to do all the controls, like, you know what I mean? They can swap on all the weapons and all. It looks really quick. But if you've got a joypad, that looks like, I don't know how easy it's going to be to transfer, you know, your loot and all that kind of thing. So that could be a lot more awkward.
Mm.
You know, I'm on an Xbox, so God only knows how much longer it'll take you to do. But it does look like a top game. He's bringing more maps out, and hopefully it's a good launch, not too buggy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only bad thing is that they've promised that, they've apparently promised that it was meant to be out for this year, but, I mean, there's days running out in the year.
I'd say that they will do it, to be honest. I have a funny feeling they will, because there's nothing else coming out. Like, the new Xbox is launching, they see nothing. Mm. You know, I think it's Forza is launching it, you know, which isn't very much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking through the releases that are coming out this year. I mean, other than COD and Star Wars, there's not a lot coming out other than, like, Assassin's Creed and quite a lot of it's for next year. I mean, I think Spider-Man for PlayStation, that's been confirmed for this year, but it's not got a release date. Monster Hunter, same again, no release date. Let's have a look. Ace Combat. I mean, if you're going back to 2001.
Well,
there's not a lot out.
Well, then I think isn't the new Red Dead Redemption out next year?
That got pushed back to next Christmas, I think.
It's Christmas.
I think it got pushed back twice.
I thought I expected it around May or something.
No, let's have a look. I'm sure it's all right. Scroll down. No, it just says 2018. Yeah, I think it got put back to next winter or autumn, which is a shame. Yeah.
That's a long time now to be put back. Now, I played the single player of GTA 5, the last one.
Mm.
But I never got into the multiplayer part, to be honest. Now, I believe it's amazing. Have you played?
Oh, I played a lot of GTA Online. I mean, yeah, It's one of those timeless games where online, obviously on PC, it's basically GTA 6 by now online. But, but on console, I mean, they've updated it every few months. So there's always been new content for it. I mean, Rockstar don't do stuff wrong. So I'm glad they've made a game, or they've put back a game to do it right rather than rush it out. I mean, you get crap like EA. I mean, you're a Mass Effect fan, am I right?
Yeah, Mass Effect and Dark Souls,
yeah. So we've seen the mess that Andromeda was.
I'll be honest, I didn't think it was that bad. Everyone's like, don't get me wrong.
I agree, but it was rushed out.
Yeah, it was maybe a bit short now on a few of the animations, but I kind of get bored after the animations when I fast forward the other time, all that. But like, I don't think it's as bad. It got an awful bad reputation now. But I didn't really think it was as bad, you know? I don't know, it was me. Now, of the Mass Effect series, my favourite would be the very first one. Mass Effect 1, I must have finished that about, maybe 8 or 9 times, maybe. And then 2 was good.
Yeah, 2 is one of my favourite games of all time.
Yeah, and 3 is a bit of the end wasn't great in 3, wasn't it really, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the last two, we've kind of gone off on a tangent with Mass Effect games, but no, it's fine. I mean, we've got time to fill. Everyone likes Mass Effect. If you just don't start with Andromeda. Get the other ones first. But yeah, I agree with Andromeda. I mean, it got a hard time for, mainly because it's a Mass Effect game, so it wasn't as good as the other three. But I think it started off what will probably be a new trilogy quite well. I think, obviously, they're making that Anthem game that got showed at E3, so I think the main team was on that, whereas the B team obviously worked on Andromeda. So.
We're not all sacked or something, we're not all let go or something.
I think so,
closed down, yeah. No, No, at first, now, I didn't get it straight away after launch when all the bat. Like, I got a 3 or 4 patch or so, it wouldn't even be as bad then, you know?
Oh, I got it day one. People's faces were not right on that game. Yeah, that's why I said it was rushed.
yeah. That probably was rushed, yeah. No, I got it about a couple of months into it there now, and it wasn't there. Too bad. No, it's free at the moment on that EA Access. So this, which isn't a bad value, to be honest with you.
Yeah, £20 a year, you can't go wrong with it.
You can't go wrong, yeah.
But yeah, I agree, Mass Effect, it's awesome. EA is one to rush out games, and it's just a shame that it happened with Andromeda, but you're lucky enough not to have seen what it was at the start.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, maybe I'm too easy going.
true. We'll circle back to first-person shooters. I mean, you kind of covered them all, but a bit quickly, really. But if we go back to COD, I mean, obviously we've both said we kind of grew out of it a little bit. But what do you think they can do to kind of recapture the old audience that's possibly grew out of it?
Well, I'd probably change the whole engine, put more destruction in it, maybe make the maps a lot bigger. You know, there's only like what. 16 players, is it? 16 players around?
I think it's 12 for Team Deathmatch, if I remember correctly.
I think it's
6v6.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's probably too small.
Yeah.
You know, make it bigger, maybe bigger maps and more vehicles in it.
Mm.
And, you know, go from there. Like, I just really think Battlefield's a better made game, that's been honest with you now.
Yeah.
A lot more in it.
Yeah, I think people obviously. I think quite a lot of people would probably play both. Like, I play both, for example.
What rank it? What rank it in Battlefield 1?
Battlefield 1. I haven't prestige or anything or whatever it's called on Battlefield. Oh. I think I only got to 30-odd, 40, whatever it is.
Alright,
well. I played a decent amount, but I just very sporadically.
When you're in the game first.
I can't remember what I last did.
So what are you going to be playing for Christmas?
For Christmas, I've got Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War.
Yep.
Which I've nearly finished. I mean, if anyone's looking for a Lord of the a big RPG game and you like Lord of the Rings, buy that game. It's just fantastic. I mean, if you like the Arkham games crossed with Assassin's Creed, it's fantastic. But yeah, I'll be getting both games that we talked about in COD and Star Wars, as I said. But I'll also be getting Assassin's Creed. I know you said in your intro you played that a little bit. I mean, just a quick preview. Do you think that's going to rebuild some of the faith?
Yeah, I played the first one, second one, maybe third one. I kind of stopped on the Black Flag, was it?
Oh, Black Flag's my favourite one.
Yeah, I kind of stopped in Black Flag or the one in, what was the one in Venice? I don't remember which one it was now. I kind of gave up on them. I kind of got stale of playing the same game. It was the same game over and over again, as rehashed every year.
So that's the Black Flag chain, is that quite a bit? Because it made it a big... Yeah, it was a pirate game, basically.
Right. That was free, wasn't it, on the Xbox, wasn't it, a few months ago?
It was, yeah. I remember getting it on free. I eventually got it, but yeah, I got it on free as well. Yeah. But just to talk about it, really. I mean, I don't know when I'm next going to be doing a pod, so we might as well cover whatever we can. I mean, does the new Assassin's Creed interest you?
Yeah,
I mean, it took a break, so we know that it's had time to be made rather than rushed out like the last couple.
Yeah, well, I probably will get that as well and give it a blast. I could do with a change in Battlefield. You're not going to wait. I'm kind of a Battlefield out, if you know what I mean. I've played too much of it. So I'll hopefully get Star Wars. I bought Cuphead, which, to be honest with you, it's probably too hard for me.
You said you played Dark Souls.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mind that Dark Souls. Like, Dark Souls isn't not that bad. Like, I finished the 3 Dark Souls games. You know, I enjoyed them. It's just, I don't know, Cuphead was just a bit too much stressy for me now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't enjoying it. Like, I'd only played and just a couple of goals, then I got here. Go on something next. But no, I hope to play like a Star Wars, maybe Assassin's Creed, and then maybe another one. I haven't decided yet what that'll be. Maybe that Shadow of War one.
Mm.
And then we go from there.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Other than the ones I mentioned, I'll probably get South Park eventually, just because it's fun. I played that Euro game. It was horrendously vulgar and awesome.
I never played the fourth, so it made it very good, just.
Yeah, the first, obviously you can get a backwards compatibility on Xbox, so you can get it pretty cheap. If you're looking for something to go on a completely different way to Battlefront, Battlefield, just get South Park.
For a change.
It's so simple, but it's such a fun game. I mean, if you've watched the cartoon, you'll like the game. It's amazing. But yeah, I mean, it's weird that this year is disappointing with game releases.
Yeah. Especially on an Xbox, especially on that now, there's basically nothing coming out.
I know.
I don't think I wouldn't get the new Xbox. I don't think I'm going to bother getting one.
I'll probably get one when it goes down in price. I mean, there's no point getting it for 450 quid now.
Yeah, the problem with getting one, then you have to buy a new TV. If you've got a 4K TV, you're wasting your time. So I'll have to get a new TV before I get a new Xbox.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have a 4K one in me.
All right.
Yeah, so it's not
too bad. Is it HDR?
Yeah, I've got the S as well, so it upscales.
Is it worth it?
Obviously, I think the S. Well, I think TVs in general. It depends how much you watch TV, really. But I think if you're looking to upgrade your TV, you might as well go 4K. But
yeah,
it's not really a rush at the moment.
That's what I'm saying. So I might wait. I have to buy a TV first, then get an Xbox. So I might wait a few months and get the TV maybe in the sales in January.
Yeah. The thing is, if you want a 4K TV, I think you have to get a relatively big one as well. So it'll cost you a pretty penny.
That's why I'm not getting the new Xbox. I don't know whether to get a PC instead, though. You're not going to wait. Join the Master Race. I don't know what to do.
Oh, God. Can't I be able PC gaming? Well, it's much cheaper.
Not if you want the fancy flipping screen and all that kind of stuff, not much cheaper, you know, I don't think.
I mean, you could get a 4K, you probably get a 4K monitor, which will be a lot cheaper than a TV plus a console. So yeah, I mean, PC gaming, obviously, I've never really dabbled in it other than Football Manager and Sims.
I haven't dabbled, but I'm kind of half-tempted to try it, if you know what I mean, to see what it's like, but problem is that I've never used mouse and keyboard.
I think the best thing about that is you can set up any controller you want to.
Yeah, but you'd be disadvantaged then if you're using the controller against the mouse and keyboard. You'd be like, you know what I mean?
I'd stick to console.
Would you?
Yeah, you're at a disadvantage learning how to play with a keyboard.
It could be years.
Yeah, but I mean, on Battlefield, I think there was rumours there's going to be one next year or the year
there after. Yeah. 2018 is going to be new one there is, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what do you expect from the new one? There's not many other time periods that can go over in the future,
is there? Rumour has it's going to be the Korean War, you know, kind of in around then. I hope it goes up to maybe modern or maybe a bit after World War II.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that maybe Vietnam would be good as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously COD Black Ops was kind of Vietnam, but it wasn't really expanded on. So I think there is a market for the Vietnam War.
Yeah, I think so. Like, COD's going back to World War II, so you probably won't go World War II, right? So you're left with modern settings, you know, so they're not going to go, well, they might go back to like Battlefield 4 maybe, but there's loads of them. They won't go too far in advance because that's tight involved kind of mode. So, and Star Wars, so I have a funny feeling it's going to be 80s Cold War, 80s, 90s Cold War, or else maybe the Korean Warfare, Korean. And it would be good for a change.
Yeah, I mean, that is probably the most unique thing you can do. I mean, I think the worst thing they could probably do is go in the future.
Well, that's what, I don't think they will, because they kind of have Star Wars in the future, right? You know what I mean? Like, same
kind of Titanfall, yeah.
Yeah, so EA got two kind of futuristic shooters. You know, DICE are doing Star Wars, so there'd be no point really, you know. That's what I think anyway. You know, it's the same game basically. So, I'm a funny feeling they're going to do with maybe Korean Warfare, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I agree on the future thing. I mean, we've seen COD make that decision and then they kind of got stuck with it for many games, didn't they, really?
I think it's because of the same big developers, they kind of like, you know, pick turns doing it, that, you know, that kind of way. Where it's every year it changes. If you're designing a game 2 years in advance, you can't really change the mid-cycle, can you, really?
No, you know? No. Yeah. That's the problem. I mean, that's the thing. We've obviously, because COD's made by two people.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's always a game every year, whereas Battlefield, it's only DICE.
DICE, yeah.
So they've got to make a Star Wars game and a Battlefield game. So they've got to focus their attention. So obviously the game gets the development it wants. But I think obviously the best thing about Battlefield is that the old ones haven't aged. So you've got Modern Warfare with Battlefield 4, which is still brand new basically.
Yeah.
And then World War 1. But yeah, I agree. There's a gap there for Korea, Vietnam, Cold War if they make up their own history.
Yeah, totally. Because it could be go for a change or something different. You know, no one's done the Korean Warfare that I know of, anyway. You know, You know, it could be a good old change the good, maybe.
I mean, you know? And video games are better teachers of history than history teachers.
like Flakfire, huh?
Yeah, I mean, YouTuber. Assassin's Creed's taught me so many things.
Yeah, Venice.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is a good old game. The new one's in Egypt, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been to Egypt. Good spot.
Yeah, I'll be definitely interested in the new one. But any other games that spring to mind? We've kind of talked Red Dead Redemption. Is there anything else next year?
Hopefully Halo comes out. New Halo, maybe.
Interesting shout, yeah.
There haven't been one out in a couple of years now.
Yeah, I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, there's something must have happened there, you know. So hopefully, you know, it's one out next year. Well, if Xbox don't make it so they're actually nothing out next year, they're nothing, you know. They've nothing coming up really. No new games, unfortunately.
The only other one I'm looking forward to is Sea of Thieves.
I don't know if that'd be my cup of tea, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I've seen the trailer and all that, but what's it about? Like, it's going to be a loot game, is it?
I think so, but I put too many hours into that Ark game. With the dinosaurs and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be like a pirate version of that without dinosaurs, obviously. So I think it's just a big community loot game, so it should be fun.
It's a bit fun, but I don't think, it might be for a change, yeah. And then, what else coming out? Anything? I don't do the FIFA games, even though I'm a Liverpool fan. I don't play them.
They're just the same. I only got it because my mate got, well, it was my turn to buy a game and he wanted FIFA. FIFA's FIFA. If you don't like it.
No, it's just that I used to play when Liverpool lose, I used to be getting tick, so I just kind of gave up on it. You know, the career mode would have been repeated maybe 20
minutes. Remember 2009 when we had a good team?
Yeah. Okay. That's back in the day, huh?
Oh, God, the good old days. But people should really check. I think first-person shooters are going to dominate this winter period. So I'd probably check out Battlefront and COD. I mean, COD. I don't know if there's going to be an open beta for COD, but if there isn't, I mean, people know what COD's like. But
yeah,
it'll go down in price. Star Wars is Star Wars. There'll be I imagine there'll be a 10-hour trial on EA Access for Xbox players. And I think the biggest thing to take away from this podcast is give Fortnite a go. I mean, you've only played a little bit, but Fortnite is the prequel to Public Battlegrounds, which is going to be this big year's release. So if you're interested by Public Battlegrounds, try Fortnite. It's free.
It's free, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did play it there last Friday, but I just was had a few beers and I kind of wasn't in the room. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
It was a bit too stressful for a Friday evening after work. You know?
Oh, yes.
So I probably will give it a blast up there, you know, and then
get
away from this Battlefield dipping non-stop, you know?
Yeah.
No, but it looks a good game, to be honest. It's done by Epic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they know we do good games.
Yeah.
You know? But, and then PlayerUnknown looks to be amazing. Now, I have a funny feeling we'll be out in December. And I hope it's as good as it looks on Xbox.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it will have the staying power to handle that level of, you know, the constant tension.
Competition as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, but I'm going to give it a go. I can't wait for it. And then after that, then, what else is it? Maybe Assassin's Creed. And then I'll hopefully finish Dragon Age eventually. Dragon Age.
Dragon Age is missed. Go finish Inquisition before you get level up on Battlefield.
No, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I think that's what I'm playing. I'm happy with that. Yeah. And I'm good. Also doing Mass Effect on Insanity mode. So cool. I kind of I finish one by one, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then move on with a bit of luck.
No, good stuff. Good stuff. I mean, yeah, just check out all the first person shooters coming out, people. I mean, I think we've kind of covered a good few games. I mean. When there's a Battlefield game coming out, give you a shout, yeah. No, but I think...
I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll buy a card and I'll give you a shout then. I'll play a card.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you get bored and you fancy a go, we'll
no, I'm going to get a card.
Good.
What date is it out?
I think it's next week.
Well, I guess.
Useful user audience information for people.
Yeah, the release dates.
Star Wars is out the 17th of November, and COD is still scrolling up, and COD is November the 3rd.
Oh, well, that's not so too far away.
Yeah, that is. No, but yeah, I mean, and yeah, just check out them two games. When Public Battlegrounds does get a release date, I mean, I'll be talking about on the Twitter account, which is @1up_AI. But yeah, I think we've covered enough for this pod. I mean, do you want to give out your Twitter account, Derek?
It's skipperdog 106.
Good. And yeah, I mean, I'll try to get you back on when.
I'll definitely get a card now. Yeah. I'll definitely do a card. Yeah.
And then we'll review COD, and if you even if you just play the 10-hour trial of Star Wars, we can review that as well.
No, I'll definitely get to it then, I will.
Yeah, right. So this has been 1UP. I mean, it's been a bit of an impromptu podcast, really. But yeah, thanks for joining me, and thanks for listening, everybody. I mean, goodbye, and hopefully we'll be back again soon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.